听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we are a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we are growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday Spanish, Tuesday Italian, Wednesday German, and Friday French. On Thursday we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Thanks for the lift, Tony. I couldn't bear to wait 40 minutes for the next bus, so I was about to take the subway to my company.
Luckily, I saw you at the stop. When driving my car near the station, I watched carefully.
。Are
you looking forward to your weekend in Paris, Lily?
Absolutely. We'll arrive there on Friday evening and spend Saturday and Sunday admiring all the sights. Then we'll fly back early the next morning. Oh, I'll buy you a gift there.
。Are you ready, Charles? I booked a table at the restaurant for 8 p.m.
Yes, but we need to fill our car up with gas first. I think Jim won't mind us being a few minutes late.
Okay, it's just not busy tonight. I believe you've had an exciting day. Tell me about it.
Do you mind if I tell you tomorrow, Mum? I just feel like going to bed.
Of course not. Have a good rest now.
Good night. Is Molly out on her bike again? She enjoys riding it every day after she gets home from school.
But not today. She's playing upstairs with her new friend.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe they're helping each other with homework.
每段对话或独白后，由几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
You look brown. Have you been on the beach recently?
No, I have just played a lot of sports. We are going away next week for our family holiday.
Will you do what you usually do, like walking in the mountains?
Yeah, my parents love it, but they have promised that this is the last year we'll go into the mountains. My brother and I really want to visit the museums in New York next year. Besides, I want to go to the grassland in Africa.
You look brown. Have you been on the beach recently?
No, I have just played a lot of sports. We are going away next week for our family holiday.
Will you do what you usually do, like walking in the mountains?
Yeah, my parents love it, but they have promised that this is the last year we'll go into the mountains. My brother and I really want to visit the museums in New York next year. Besides, I want to go to the grassland in Africa. Hi there. I'm here to return this scarf. I've already got a blue scarf, so...
Well, you need a receipt if you want cash back.
Here it is.
I'm sorry. I can only give you $12 for it. Because the item was purchased more than a month ago, we can only give half of the paid value in cash.
That doesn't seem fair.
It's our store policy. If you want the full value, you will have to exchange the scarf for something else in the store.
Well, I'd like to look at those wallets. Hi there. I'm here to return this scarf. I've already got a blue scarf, so...
Well, you need a receipt if you want cash back.
Here it is.
I'm sorry. I can only give you $12 for it. Because the item was purchased more than a month ago, we can only give half of the paid value in cash.
That doesn't seem fair.
It's our store policy. If you want the full value, you will have to exchange the scarf for something else in the store.
Well, I'd like to look at those wallets.
Hey, look at what our mom found. There are many pictures of our childhood.
Oh no, what did we look like then?
Here's one of us in our Christmas play costumes. Look, it's Gordon.
Oh, it was just a baby. It was a great dog, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Our family's best friend.
I miss it. When I finally move out of Mum and Dad's place, I'd love to get a dog.
I've definitely thought about it, too.
Well, why don't you keep one now?
It's not an easy thing.
Why? Your apartment building allows keeping pets. I've seen some of your neighbors with dogs, and you don't need to buy an expensive dog. You can get one free from a shelter.
I know, but keeping dogs needs a lot of time and attention, and I'm always busy working. It would get lonely.
I guess so.
Besides, I love traveling overseas, and it's not easy to go abroad with a dog. But maybe I'll get one in a few years when I settle down and get married. Hey, look at what our mom found. There are many pictures of our childhood.
Oh no, what did we look like then?
Here's one of us in our Christmas play costumes. Look, it's Gordon.
Oh, it was just a baby. It was a great dog, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Our family's best friend.
I miss it. When I finally move out of Mum and Dad's place, I'd love to get a dog.
I've definitely thought about it, too.
Well, why don't you keep one now?
It's not an easy thing.
Why? Your apartment building allows keeping pets. I've seen some of your neighbors with dogs. And you don't need to buy an expensive dog. You can get one free from a shelter.
I know, but keeping dogs needs a lot of time and attention, and I'm always busy working. It would get lonely.
I guess so.
Besides, I love traveling overseas, and it's not easy to go abroad with a dog. But maybe I'll get one in a few years when I settle down and get married. Hello, welcome to another edition of Ask the Writer, the show that puts your questions to members of the writing world. Today's guest is Jean Oka, who has been writing comics for more than 20 years. It's good to have you on the show, Jean.
It's lucky to be here.
Jean, you were originally from Japan and moved to America when you were 10 years old. You began selling your story ideas to comic publishers when you were just 13. So you weren't in America that long before making an impression.
That's right. I had grown up reading Japanese comics, but soon turned to American comic publishers. When my dad got a job in New York, honestly, I was very excited and got into writing immediately.
Great stuff. Okay, let's go to our listeners' questions. The first one is from Chen, who lives in Wuhan, China. She asks, who is your favorite superhero?
Ooh, that's a good question. I fell in love with characters like Spider-Man, Superman, and the Hulk from an early age. But the coolest superhero is probably Batman.
Batman is great, though Iron Man is my particular favorite. Keep listening, because after the break, we'll ask Gene about his new channel for comic lovers. Don't go away. Hello, welcome to another edition of Ask the Writer, the show that puts your questions to members of the writing world. Today's guest is Gene Oka, who has been writing comics for more than 20 years. It's good to have you on the show, Gene.
It's lucky to be here.
Gene, you were originally from Japan and moved to America when you were 10 years old. You began selling your story ideas to comic publishers when you were just 13. So you weren't in America that long before making an impression.
That's right. I had grown up reading Japanese comics, but soon turned to American comic publishers. When my dad got a job in New York, honestly, I was very excited and got into writing immediately.
Great stuff. Okay, let's go to our listeners' questions. The first one is from Chen, who lives in Wuhan, China. She asks, who is your favorite superhero?
Ooh, that's a good question. I fell in love with characters like Spider-Man, Superman, and the Hulk from an early age. But the coolest superhero is probably Batman.
Batman is great, though Iron Man is my particular favorite. Keep listening, because after the break, we'll ask Gene about his new channel for comic lovers. Don't go away. Good morning, everyone. It's time for our weekly health class. How many of you feel tired all the time? Raise your hands, please. Wow, there are a lot of hands. Doctors recommend that teens get at least 8 hours of sleep each night. However, many teens, like you, struggle to achieve this due to a conflict between natural body rhythms and modern life demands. Note that it is essential to find a way to fall asleep earlier. First, let's explore the sleep rule. This rule suggests avoiding tea, coffee, and other energy drinks several hours before you plan to sleep. Complete homework and other tasks earlier before you sleep. And remember to shut off all screens before bedtime. These tips will help prepare your body for sleep and enable you to fall asleep more quickly. We will discuss how screen addiction can also affect your sleep next. Good morning, everyone. It's time for our weekly health class. How many of you feel tired all the time? Raise your hands, please. Wow, there are a lot of hands. Doctors recommend that teens get at least 8 hours of sleep each night. However, many teens, like you, struggle to achieve this due to a conflict between natural body rhythms and modern life demands. Note that it is essential to find a way to fall asleep earlier. First, let's explore the sleep rule. This rule suggests avoiding tea, coffee, and other energy drinks several hours before you plan to sleep. Complete homework and other tasks earlier before you sleep. And remember to shut off all screens before bedtime. These tips will help prepare your body for sleep and enable you to fall asleep more quickly. We will discuss how screen addiction can also affect your sleep next.
听力部分到此结束。